George White, Reel 4. Can you tell me a bit more about the concert parties, Mr. White?
Yes, well, I was out there when they were first put together.
When was that?
Some of the chaps were, well, it'd be about 1917, I suppose. And some of our chaps in our battalion, they were picked for it and all that. And they used to travel all around the division, you know, what the division occupied, all around. Yes. Well, every battalion had its own troop, you see, like the snipers, that was us. I forget what the other in the division there was like three battalions. And then three brigades, and three something else. Well, they were all threes. Well, no, fours they were when they started. But as time went on, and they were all getting wiped out, it was three battalions.
Right. What about the concert parties? What about the concert parties there?
Well, they just give the terms and all that, and jolly good terms they were. Well, for us, because hardly ever saw a woman before, and these chaps dressed up as women, they looked fine.
Had many of them been professional entertainers before the war?
I believe so. I believe, because Hal Jones, now I saw him at the Wilson Hippodrome. Well, he was a pre-war comedian. When we come back to England, he went up to the Wilson Hippodrome and toured all round. So there must have been a lot more like him.
Yeah. But was he in your divisional concert party?
No, I don't think he was in our battalion at all. He was in the division, but not to.
But the concert party was made up for the whole division, from the whole division.
That's right, yes, yeah. Yes, we used to think that great. Cool, yeah.
Where would they perform?
In a field, or in a barn, or... Yes,
Did they ever get civilian entertainers coming over from England to...
Ever get what?
Did they ever get civilian entertainers over from England to entertain the troops?
Oh, no.
So is the only entertainment in that sense was the concert parties?
Well, our little team, you know, and the Fusiliers, they was very amateurs. But one of them was picked out to go into the division, and very, very good. Very good indeed. Well, it was good to us. I mean, if we saw it in London, I don't really think much of it at all. But out there, well, it was good entertainment, wasn't it?
What other sorts of entertainment were available to you? You talked about the estaminets and you talked about the concert parties. Was there any opportunity for sports of any kind?
Oh, yes. I used to do a bit of running. Yes. You know, when we were at the rest, but not in the front line.
That's it, not.
No, you do the running and in a field, like that.
No, so they'd have races. Mm? They'd organise races.
Yeah, I remember one place we were right up on a hill. We could see the battle going on right the way out there, and we was having a race there one day. Just the side of a wood, a blinking wildcat come out. Oh, riding faster than ever then. it was good. They tried to keep your spirit up. You see, everybody was in the doldrums. But, you know, somehow I never used to bother much. Of course, I was looking after this officer, wasn't it? And, used to take a casually, because as I told you, when I was at Lewes, my calling up papers were coming. Well, I've been in the army nearly 9 months then.
So you didn't let things worry you too much? Eh? You didn't let things worry you too much?
No. Well, I had no trouble, yeah. I just a little country boy, I suppose.
What about gambling? Was there much gambling when
it was on? Oh, I'd say there was. Especially on the boats when you were going over the, on Leo and Crown and Anchor. And
what sort of games were popular?
Eh?
Crown and Anchor you've mentioned. What other games?
Well, what they call bingo now. See, what was it called? It wasn't called bingo then. Housey-housey, they used to call it. Yeah. Well, that is the beginning of bingo.
That was popular with the troops. That was popular with the troops.
Oh, yes. But Crown and Anchor was the most popular one. Oh, some of the blokes were millionaires at the time they'd finished.
How would they keep hold of the money?
Eh?
How would they keep the money? If they won a lot of money, would they keep it as cash or... Or what would they
God
do
knows, I never had the chance to keep much money. What they did with it, I don't know. Because, as a rule, though, there's a lot of base swallows, what we used to call base swallows, like bakers, butchers, and all that. And they was always at it, as you might say. See, well, of course, they had that, and weren't on the move all the time. I guess we might get back to the... base for our meals and all this, and all of a sudden pack up and you go again somewhere else. So I was in the 24th Division and we went all right from Ypres right to St Quentin. Not all at once, but you know, in our travels and all of that. Ypres, Lewes, Cambria, that was on the Somme, that's where I got wounded, Cambria. And then St Quentin. Well, we were in the old 24th, not the 24th Division, the 12th Fusiliers, when the General Ross 5th Army, the one that stampeded. And the night before the attack, we were told that the Germans were going to give us 3 hours gas, and then we were going to hear the biggest bombardment we've ever heard.